Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Boo.
Hi.
All right, I've got some questions for you. As jurors, you have a lot of responsibility as jurors. So I want to hear from each of you. We'll start with Gina. What is your criteria or philosophy when it comes to casting your vote for the winner?
So the way I want to do it is I don't want to make an emotional decision. So basically, I want to make the most logical decision possible. I'm going to go with the total gameplay. Obviously, the comps are in there. Social game is in there. But I'm not going to devise them by just who's won the most comps. I'm actually going to play the whole aspect of the game. So I'm going to look from day one how they play to the end of the game and just put it all together and see who played the best game.
All right. What about you, Summer?
I still plan to make a logical decision, but unlike Gino, I'm very emotional and I'm very dependent. So if I liked you, then that will probably determine my vote. Of course, I will consider, you know, how you played the game, but I am a social player. So if you were not nice, if you blindsided me, I'm Joshua, then that will determine everything.
All right. How about you, Marty?
Oh, very emotional and petty.
Yeah. Marty, how about you?
Same way as Gino, honestly, and I said it before I left. I truly believe that I played the game with some tremendous players this season. Got blindsided by a few of them. My choice is gonna be like as a Big Brother fan, I want the best person possible to represent the season. So whoever I think played the best game, I'll go for them.
All right. So I want to run through the remaining players in the game and get each of your thoughts on each of their games. So let's run through them. Gino, let's start with Betty. How do you feel about Betty's game?
So being in the game, obviously me and Betty were at it because she was after the showmans. So I didn't like her being in the game, I won't lie. But Betty is definitely a strong player. You saw this a lot of the comms. She gave it her all. She also had a strong social game. She was able to get in people's ears and change their minds. So overall, I think she's a great player. I do wish her the best, and hopefully I do see her at the finals.
How likely do you think you'd be to like vote for her in the end?
Depends who's beside her. But yeah, she could probably get my vote, I would say.
All right, Summer, how do you feel about Betty?
Well, Betty is my homegirl, and I love her with all of my heart. Even though I did say I didn't want to label anybody as a friend in the house, I would definitely give her that label. She played a relatively similar game to myself. We were very social. We were in the same alliances for the most part. I like that she was direct. I like that she was honest. And if there's anybody who is closely like myself, it would probably be Betty.
How likely do you think you'd be to vote for her?
Oh, if Betty's in the end, she's got my vote. You know, no questions asked. You got my vote, girl.
All right, Marty, what do you think about Betty?
Betty was definitely one of the strongest players of the season. I put her twice. She's really good at you know, talking, I don't know, friendship, but like she has a way of just saying that one line that will stick and you remember and stuff. The Expedia meeting, she did like 90% of the talking when you got me to flip on G. And I told that G last night, I said, there's no way I wanted to vote for you. And it happened. That's how good she was. There's a couple of things she did and said in the game that kind of rubbed me the wrong way in a sense. I'll give you an example. One time, like I was just having like a bad day and needed to do a little bit of exercise. I was doing the stairs and she sat there the whole time. She was like chirping the whole time. I was like, I gotta try and like, just, you know, release some stress. And that part, she did that a few times, that really bothered me. But besides that, I think she's a really amazing player. Like the POV, she was 42 seconds off 100 minutes. So that's incredible. So if she's sitting there at the end, she definitely have a great chance of getting my goal.
All right, Gino, how do you feel about Helena?
Helena's a different subject. For me, I saw her as a floater. She didn't win a lot of comms, but she did have a strong social game. I didn't know exactly how she was playing her game. So a lot of her chats with her were like very empty chats. She kind of made me feel secure, but at the same time, back in my head, I knew she was playing me. So she did win that POV. That was a big win for her, and I congratulate her on that. But if she makes it to the final, I don't know if she's going to have my vote, to be honest. She kind of played me, so they flipped on me. So that's my bitter side.
Summer, what do you think?
Well, Helena and I were in two alliances together. So, oh no, actually three of them. We're in together. We're in three alliances
three
together. So, I definitely, have a strong bond with Helena. And she was somebody that I adored in the game. Of course, when she did vote to evict T, I did have some level of understanding, but at the same time, I didn't understand. I just felt like she could have gone about it in a different way. But overall, she was somebody that I enjoyed talking to. And she was a bit of a question mark for me towards the end of the game, but she was somebody that I was working with for a very long part of the game. So it does depend, you know, who she's beside, but she is somebody that may have my vote as well.
All right, Marty, what do you think?
Helena, like Gino says, is different. Like I, as much as I kind of seen her as a floater in the sense that she won that one comp, which actually saved my life that week. But I had a final two with her, and like I trusted her like 95% the whole way. The only thing that was in the back of my mind was a few times when we were talking about putting Betty and Josh up, she would always say, I think you can repair this with Josh. Okay. And in the end, she had an alliance with him. So, but besides that, like she'll have to win a couple of comp shows that she can do that down the road if she wants to earn my vote. Like I say, it's hard for me at this point because like I honestly didn't think she did much in the game, but at the same time she played me so good. So it's we'll see at the end who she's sitting beside with and who one comes to get there. That's the pretty much I'm gonna look at it.
All right, Gino, how do you feel about Jace?
So Jace and I were obviously really close from the beginning of the game. We had a deep connection. What'd you say?
Like your face.
Yeah, we had a deep connection. But the best part is we actually worked together. And every time we had like decisions to make, it was always the same headspace we had. So I felt like we're a good duo together. She's obviously a good competitor. She's proved herself three times already. I do see her going far right now. The only thing is, the issue is she's pretty much alone right now unless she aligns with somebody in there. But if she makes it to the final, obviously she has my vote. She's like my number one in that game. And I do believe like she can make it there. But I just hope she can win HOH this week and just make some big shots to the people in there.
All right, Summer, what do you think?
So again, you'll notice that I was in quite a few alliances. And Jason Lin was in one of them, the Honey Bunch. So I guess in the beginning that's another one, yeah, with Gino. we did have a bit of a relationship in the beginning of the game. She wasn't somebody that I vibed with quite a bit. She would say some problematic things to me. When it came to game, she did rate us a 7 out of 10, and then personal was a 6.5. I will, you know, give her a round of applause for being the female comp beast for the season. And I do respect her as an individual. But on a personal level, it just wasn't there. She wouldn't let me flirt with her man, which was an issue for me. But other than that, I think she was definitely a strong player. But on a personal level, it just wasn't there for me at all.
Don't
leave
that hurt.
All right.
It's true, was it?
Marty, what do you think about Jace?
Jason and I, during the game, like, we didn't speak a whole lot of game, and that what led to the gummy bear thing, in the sense that I didn't trust her that much.
Thanks very much, Marty.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later, I'm sure. But on the other hand, like, I really respected the fact that she won the par video the first, the second week when I put her up to save herself. Then she won it again at that chain of safety, and then she just won last night as well. So I think the same way as Jean, in the sense, I think she's alone right now in the game. And if she can make it to the end, it'll be very hard for me not to vote for her, because right now, like I say, I think she's got a uphill to climb for the rest of the game. So if she gets there, good chance she's getting my vote.
All right. Gino, how do you feel about Josh?
Josh is the sweetest guy in this game. Josh is really smart. He's the type of guy that when you talk to him, he makes you feel good when you're talking to him. Obviously, we had we're butting heads at the beginning of the game. Then I kind of fixed it with him. And then the Expedia thing happened. So that was kind of a shakeup again. And then me, him, and Betty and Jason were working together again. So the way he played it off this week is actually pretty incredible. He won HOH. He put these two up. They're here now. Obviously, he made the house flip on me. So he's a great player. He's smart. He knows what he's doing. And he'd definitely get my vote if he's in the finals.
Summer, what do you think?
What do I think about Joshua? Well, out of all the house guests, he was in the most alliances with me. He was my boy up until this point. I definitely think that he was a strong social player. He was, he didn't win any comps, but everyone said that he won second in like 45 competitions. So he definitely had something in him. I'm very proud of how far he's gone in the competition. But what I will say is I don't appreciate being blindsided by him. He basically messed me up coming into the veto competition. I couldn't even concentrate on trying to save my life, because every time I would turn around and look at him, I would just want to step off the platform and just, oof, I won't even say it. Hopefully I'll come down from this anger and rage, and maybe I will vote for him. But if he is in the end, he better have a response for me, because when I did ask him why did he lie to me, why did he betray me, and why did he blindside me, he was like, I don't know, everybody loves you, I don't know. And it's like, boy, that is not an answer for me at all. So if he's in the final two, he better have an answer for me, and that's all I have to say, if he wants my vote.
All right, Marty, what do you think?
Josh, a tremendous player. Like Summer just said, like, he organized that whole blindside thing with Kevin. Gino said, every time you talk to him, just the sweetest guy ever. And when Ursa asked me when I get out who I think would win the game, I said Josh. I think he's got a better shot at make it to the end. And if he gets there, I think he's got a lot of people in jury that would like him. So,
all right, last one, Gino. How do you feel about Kevin?
Kevin. The absolute wild card of the season. I worked with him with Marty, Helena, and Jay Slynn. I thought that was tight. We took out some big...
Should have been tight.
I know. That's what I thought, too. We took out T, we took out Herman, we took out Moose. Everything looked good. Josh was the next target. If we would have took him out, would have went to this next comp, 4-2, and then we could have finished the deal and just beat the final five. Obviously, that didn't happen. He flipped on me. But I had that vibe off him. I was the one that was always telling like Kevin that there's a bad feeling about him. And I was right. And he's the one, I guess, that kind of convinced Helena to come to that side too. So he played me good. He did screw me over. So I don't know if he's going to have my vote, but I have to see who's in the finals with him and see where my vote goes in that case.
All right, Summer.
Although Kevin did not vote to save me, he's still my guy. He was my heart and soul in that house. He brought me joy. He was somebody that I was always looking for throughout the day. I love that he was a schemer. If I wasn't so closely aligned with so many people in the house, I definitely would have been on the same vibe as Kevin, scheming, lying, manipulating people, but I just didn't want to play that game. So he is the person that I wanted to be in the house if I had not been so closely aligned with everybody. And yeah, I think Kevin would probably have my vote depending on who he's beside. But yeah, all in all, he's my guy.
All right, Marty.
Kevin, love the guy. He's honestly, I think he was the most interesting character on the show this year. Like, so fun to watch. Like, I was in the house and I was enjoying it as a fan. Really, really smart guy. Did some move this year. The Andrew bit that he would do with Gino was just incredible. Like, he was to go on the block and block, and then all of a sudden, lawyer the eating and lawyer about, oh, yeah, you're good. You're not on the block this week. Holy shit, you're smart. But yeah, no, like, if I were to vote today, I would vote for him to win the game at this point. So, like, depending on what happened from here to the end, because I say there's other great players as well, so I want to see what else is going to happen. But, like, yeah, no, he's an incredible player. Really, really smart. And I really think maybe when I get out of here, I'll find out he's a billionaire.
All right. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of time, so we're going to lightning round a couple questions here. Who do each of you think was the most influential player of the game? Gina, we'll start with you.
Influential?
Everybody.
From the beginning of the game, influential. Josh, I would say.
Summer?
I would say myself.
Ooh, I was going to say you, actually.
Oh, why did you say me?
Marty, what do you think?
Kevin.
All right. Let's try and ask this question. If you were to rank the remaining players in order of most likely to vote for to least likely to vote for, what would that that ranking be from 1 to 5? Gino, let's start with you. We'll try to go as fast as we can here.
Jason, Josh, Betty, Helena, Kevin.
Betty, Kevin, Jason, Helena, Josh.
Kevin, Josh, Jason, Betty, Helena.
All right. Wish I could talk more, but that's about my time. So thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.